Joshua Rosenberg, legal expert, with us this morning. Morning to you, Joshua.
Morning, Stephen.
Well, the distinction being drawn between the law in Northern Ireland, the sentencing structure in Northern Ireland, and across the water.
Yes, you're quite right. The minimum terms were increased in 2003 here in England and Wales. And you're quite right, the starting point for the murder of a police officer or a prison officer in the course of his duty, or indeed any murder involving a firearm, is 30 years. As a matter of fact, if a murder is done for the purpose of advancing a political, religious, racial, or ideological cause, then the starting point is actually a whole life order in England and Wales. In other words, you could be kept in prison for the whole of your life if you commit a murder to advance an ideological, political cause.
I don't want to get drawn into this morning, Joshua, you know, one murder compared to another murder, but that's what the law does. But it seems that there seems to be a certain irony, and some people pointing this out this morning, that we have a particular situation in Northern Ireland where more police officers have been killed here than across the water, and more police officers targeted here than in England, and yet the sentencing structure is tougher than in England than it is here.
Well, that's a perfectly fair point to make. What happened was that when David Blunkett was Home Secretary here, he very hugely increased, more or less doubled the minimum terms that you can get for murder. Whether that message has got through to the people who commit murder is a matter of opinion, because, of course, people have not been detained for these very long terms. Nobody could fail to be moved by the interview that you had with Kate Carroll earlier. And nothing I say is meant to detract from her grief. But we are talking about minimum terms, and anybody convicted of murder is sentenced to prison for life if they're an adult, or the equivalent if they're a young person. And that means what it says, because they may be let out at some point in the future, that doesn't mean that they're not liable to recall. They're actually only on license, and they can be recalled for any offence.
Sure. But part of the,
and of course, they may well serve longer than the minimum term.
But part of the procedure of justice, Joshua, is for the relatives of a victim to feel like justice has been done. That's what society wants. We want justice served on those who have committed crimes, but we also want those who are the victim of crime or the family members of a victim of crime to feel like justice is done. And it's very, very clear in this case that Kate Carroll, the widow of Constable Stephen Carroll, well, her word is she is distraught. She is distraught at the sentence. And when she hears 14 years, it's simply not good enough for her.
You're quite right to say it's part of the sentencing process. The sad fact is that anybody who has been bereaved in this way will say that they want their husband's killer, their wife's killer, their child's killer, their parents' killer, any killer, to be detained really for the whole of that killer's natural life. That is what people say, and you can understand why people say that. The problem is that the law, as you said earlier, has to distinguish between certain types of murder. Now, I'm not saying that murder of a police officer is not a serious murder. Indeed, it is one of the worst murders, but some murders are less serious than others in the sense that there are mitigating circumstances. Youth may be one of those circumstances. And the law tries, in saying that everybody is sentenced to life imprisonment for murder, it tries to say that certain people may be let out earlier than others, and people are not all going to be detained in prison for the rest of their life. And the law tries to find some rational way of distinguishing between different types of killing. It's perfectly reasonable to say that the minimum term should be higher or lower, but I think most people, if they're being objective, would accept